CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Antonia Golubashanu in Bucharest. She is an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. And a moment about Romania as winter begins. The first question is, do you have snow? It's turned very cold and snowy in Northern Europe. How is it on the Black Sea Basin?
Right now, we don't have snow. We do have freezing weather. It is actually the first day of freezing weather in Bucharest. But if you look outside, you will see the sun shining. You will pretty much believe that it is still October or November. However, as I was driving into office, I did see cars having snow on top of them, which means that the winter is near. It means that it is snowing probably in the Bulgarian mountains, and it is likely to snow in the Carpathians in northern Romania. So the winter is clearly coming in Romania as well, slowly. And towards the Black Sea basin as well.
Do you have recommendations from your government about how to heat your homes? I note that the British government has recommended 18 degrees centigrade for sitting rooms. Anything like that from the central government?
I mean, there are reports like that, but nothing official. Like we are seeing in the media, the journalists are reporting from Western Europe how it is recommended to go through this winter. But there is nothing official coming out of the Romanian government. There are, however, some policies in place to support the population when it comes to heating and energy, which are clearly going to become more popular as the winter really comes into Romania.
So the government is subsidizing in some fashion the electricity and natural gas.
Yes, it is also for the population, the households and the companies. You have different frames and schemes for subsidies here. And we are in a better spot in Europe because of the energy production, the local energy production. But however, you can see that the natural gas prices and the electricity price is not going down, although the gasoline price is somewhat going down and sensible to the market.
The lorry traffic from Ukraine, we talked about it earlier in the year. Is that lorry traffic still flowing? Is the grain still coming out?
It is. I'm not sure how much grain or what kind of grain it is coming out of Ukraine, but there are certainly trucks that are coming through the main routes into Romania and out into Bulgaria and out into Hungary, westwards as well. Yes, that traffic is, I would say, growing even.
Romania also is in the news because of a strange twist I ask you to explain quickly. The EU has agreed to Croatia joining the Schengen zone of unrestricted movement, but the blocking of bids by Bulgaria and Romania has triggered disappointment and calls for boycott in the two countries. What is the Schengen zone of unrestricted movement? Is that the ability to go from Bucharest to London without a passport? Is that what that is?
Yes and no. So you can go right now from Bucharest to London without, not to London, to Paris, because of the Brexit.
Right.
But you can go without having a passport. What you cannot do is go through the custom without having a check on your car, for instance. And that is something that is affecting the trade and the transport, exactly what we were talking about earlier, Ukrainian traffic coupled with the Romanian traffic is pretty high. And obviously, there was a need to have Schengen so that we no longer have like two customs check, one at the eastern border and one at the western border when a truck from Ukraine gets into the EU, which is Romania. Right now, a truck from Ukraine needs to be checked twice at the border because of the Schengen zone existing only to the Hungarian border and only to the Greek border down south. So there is a gap in between. The Romanian and the Bulgarian corridors are pretty much blocked at these borders because we are we're not a member of the Schengen zone.
This is a puzzle, Antonia, because it's a war. There's a war on. Is Brussels aware that those trucks need to flow? We have about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brussels is very much aware, and the European Commission has done something that I don't think it was done before, which was basically fighting back the Austrian position as they were saying that they disagree with the Romanian and the Bulgarian accession into this Schengen zone. The fact is that all member states need to support the inclusion of a new member. And Austria basically said, we are not going to support it because there is a huge migration flow coming in from Romania. And the Brussels European Commission said, well, there isn't really a big flow. Here's the number. But ultimately, Austria said no. So it was basically Austria saying no to the Ukrainian traffic, to the Romanian accession, to the Bulgarian accession. So,
Antonia Kolobashanu in Bucharest for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.